I would love to share a story about an old bobcat and a river. The other day, I walked down to the Ho River in Washington State to see the icy blue glacial water, and I noticed something on the other side. I got out my video camera and looked through the zoom lens. "Oh my God, is that a cat?" I asked out loud. I look more closely and rest my camera on a nearby rock to steady my view. At that moment, it was hard to tell if it was a bobcat or a cougar sitting by the river. I do know the difference between the two, but the cat's body seemed off to me. Was the cat old or hurt or both? I could see an area on its shoulder without fur, and he was holding in his skinny hind end like it was hurting him. There he was at the edge of this river, and I happened to be watching him. I know now he was a male, because right after my encounter I stopped into the nearest store and mentioned the cat. The guy told me the bobcat was known around there recently. He was obviously very old, and now started to come around very close to humans, a dangerous practice for a bobcat. The man said he actually thought the cat had been killed the night before because he heard a horrible catfight by his house. He said if he saw him again, he'd probably put him down to put him out of his misery. After a while, Bobcat walked into the water and then began to swim. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a bobcat swim across a glacial river, but I surely haven't. This old bobcat, obviously in pain, was deciding right now, in front of my eyes and camera, to swim across this icy river. Even though I didn't know his story yet, my feelings moved quickly from an elated amazement to a solemn intuition that this cat was consciously taking his life into his own hands, or paws, by attempting this swim. On this sunny, warm day, one of the precious few in the Ho rainforest, and after a night of apparently fending off death, this elder gathered enough vigor to enter the river, knowing from experience that he had to make it all the way across to live, or not. Bobcat, tumbling in the water again and again, got about two-thirds across. And while he was harder to see, I could tell his swimming was less strong and he was being taken downstream by the current. My spirit got very quiet and respectful of this brave being, and I found myself asking aloud, "Am I watching a cat commit suicide?" There was no answer. He was seemingly out of my sight. My mind raced at the possibilities. Was he dying right at that moment? Did he have a heart attack in the cold water? I do not know. Did he understand he was in his last days, and facing death he decided to take one last cold swim in the land of his birth? This I felt for sure. Maybe he lost consciousness in the river. Maybe he washed up on the other side somewhere and peacefully went to sleep in the warm sun. Whatever he was going through, these were his last hours. I hope you do not feel sad. While I don't know how this event turned out for him, I do know that he faced his own end as one would decide to take a swim in a beloved river. I hope that to be true for each one of us. As I tried to find him in my viewfinder, my heart swelled and I felt honored to be with Bobcat at this most brave moment. This is Quinn Elizabeth. Music by Gail Paz.